Tani, we're staying with Chayodom, Klam Ham Zayin, and we saw Simon Yud Ches, where the Chayodom said this halacha, if the person says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, he forgot Yalav Yalva, he said, B'nei Barachma Yerushalayim Mameh, he started the next bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, but he did not say the word Hakel yet, so instead of saying, he has to go back to the beginning of benching, at that point in time, he introduces the insertion, which we say of Asher Nasan Shabbos Tos Limnucha, or Asher Nasan Yom Tov LeYisrael, the Sasan LeSimcha. He makes these insertions which we mentioned before, because he has not really started the next bracha until he says the word Hakel. So that's the opinion of the Chayyadim, and Mishabura has a fascinating way that he brings this down. So the Mishabura in Simen Kuf Pei Ches, it's in Katan Chav Gimel, that brings the halach of the Chayyadim. Then he says, Ayin B'bir Halacha. The B'bir Halacha, he says, he finds this halacha of the Chayyadim to be very difficult to understand. Din of the Chayyadim, Sorech Iyun Gadol. That's how he ends up. He says that from the language of the Yerushalmi, the language of the other Achronim, the point is not so much that you've said the next bracha, is once you've started the next bracha, means you've left the third bracha. You mean Messiah Das on the third bracha, and that's it. It's too late to add anything anymore. You've started something new. You started the fourth bracha. You've left the third bracha. The insertion was not made for that situation, and you have to go back to the beginning of benching. So, what's enough to mean? It's not clear that from your words, since that was your intent, the Hesach Hadas is still there. So that's the language of the. That's the question which the Bir Halacha raises, and he says Sarachi and Gadol. But even so, in the language of the Mishabura itself, he brings down the Chayyadim Halacha L'maisa. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman said that it's indicated from the way he presents this that is the Halacha L'maisa like the Chayyadim. And that is what we do L'maisa, he says, and that is the Minhag Olam, that in this situation, that you instead of, if a person said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, as opposed to going back to the beginning of benching, because you already have started the fourth bracha, and you've not inserted what you're supposed to insert, you haven't said Ritzay, you haven't said this extra insertion. Since you did not say the word Akel yet, you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, the person would insert Asher Nasan Shabbosos Limnucha, like we've been saying until now, and then he would finish off that bracha and start the fourth bracha again, and then finish the rest of the benching, and he doesn't go back. Okay. That's interesting, just in the usage of the Mishabura to say Tzarki and Gadol and the Bir Halacha and bring it down Halacha L'maisa in the Mishabura is a strange thing, but we see that the as much as the Mishabura brings points in the Bir Halacha, what he brings in the Mishabura has a lot more weight to Halacha L'maisa. So if you're wondering about that relationship, so here's an example of that relationship. Okay, in Simen Yotes, he brings a halacha, the Chayyadim brings a halacha in the name of the Elia Rabba, and he says in the parentheses that Sarachin, that he finds that this halacha to be difficult, and the Mishabura on this halacha, interestingly enough, brings a long arichas in the Shara Tzion on this point, again in Simen Kuf Pei Ches, and this is brought down in the Shara Tzion in Sivkatan Yurkes, Kupeches, Sharatziun, Sivkatan Yurkes. So he comes out Lamaisa not like the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim, the din of the Yerab is very big, is Sarachiyun. And so Halach Lamaisa, he doesn't want to rely on it. The Chayyadim relies on the Halach of the Yerab, even though the he says in the parentheses he finds the Halach of the Yerab to be difficult. So here's the question. So, if a person said, he forgot Yalav Yalav and he forgot Ritzay, Uvanei Yerushalayim Merikadosh B'mhei Rav Yameinu, Baruch Atah Hashem, right? So, and that, he's at that point. So we said, what do? You say, Lamdeni Chukecha, you're still in the middle of the bracha, you could insert Ritzay, you could insert Yalav Yalav, and then you finish off the bracha, again, like normal. Let's say he said the word Bernay. Baruch Atah Hashem, B'nei V'rachimov Yerushalayim. I mean, he said the word B'nei, or B'nei V'rachimov. Right? See, he has not completed the bracha yet. What does he do? So one argument is, once you said Bein Hei, you can't say Yilam Neni Kekecho. You're not holding in the middle of the bracha anymore. You can't stop in the middle because it's a bracha lebatol. So you say bracha, so you have to finish it off. And then you would make this insertion of Asher Nosen Shabbos Sostim Nucha, etc. Which we saw before that the Chayyadim wants to avoid that. He'd rather not add another bracha and rather go back to Sefer Tzei or Yalav Yalvay rather than adding an insertion of a fourth bracha. Because that's sort of like a bracha lebatol if you don't need to. But here, stopping in the middle of the bracha, that's really going to be a bracha lebatol. But the Chayyadim, but the Ayurabah says, Kolzman Shalei Sain B'nei Yerushalayim. He did not finish the bracha. He said, Baruch Atah Hashem, B'nei, or B'nei Barachimov. He didn't say B'nei Barachim Yerushalayim yet. Or if you follow the meaning of the Gra, the Baruch is B'nei Yerushalayim. He said B'nei, he didn't say Yerushalayim yet. Yomer Ritzei Yalav Yavoy, Umasayim Tevis B'nei Yerushalayim Amen. So you stick in Ritzei in the middle of the Baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem, B'nei, Ritzei B'achlisheno, the whole Nusuch Ritzei, the whole paragraph, and then Barachimov Yerushalayim Amen. That is the he says Bnei Yerushalayim Amen. You say Bnei again, Bnei Barachim of Yerushalayim Amen again, and then it's a really strange. You can't call that a normal bracha. So seemingly you've undermined your bracha. So your rabbi says this is what you do because you're still holding in the middle of the third bracha, so you can make your insertion over here. The Chayyadim challenges this halacha and he finds it difficult to understand. In the parentheses, so we got Ikir Adin Sarachian. He says at the end, this Ikir of this halacha is Sarachian. But that being said, he brings in halacha lamaisa. So that's we're finding an interesting usage over here on this halacha. This that the Chayyadim brings halacha lamaisa, even though he finds it difficult to understand why it should be so. The source for it is in Elia Rabbah. In the name of the Mabusha Yontav, in the name of the Marash. And I am not sure who the Marash is, which Marash it's referring to, but it would seem to be that it's referring to one of the early Achronim, or the late Mishronim. So since they said it, the Chayyadim is relying on it, Halacha L'maisa, even though he finds the din difficult to understand. Mr. Burr, however, does not seem to accept this Halacha L'maisa. And therefore, if a person said B'nai already, he would finish off B'rachim of Yerushalayim, Amen, and then he would make the Hosafa of Shenos and Shabbos Limnucha, and then he would continue on the rest of benching. Have a good day.